evening, everybody. This is Tinsley Myrick and
Dana Tapia, both of Remax of Orange Beach. Boom!
And the Getting Beachy podcast. Yes. And this is where it's always a great day to talk about real estate and Gulf Shores and Orange Beach.
That's right.
And what episode is this, Dana?
This is number 17.
Can you believe
17.
That?
17. This seems like just yesterday.
We get an A for consistency, if nothing else, right?
I think so. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So who we got tonight?
Tonight, we have Nathan Lippincott, the owner of
Knockout. What kind of name is that?
Well, I don't know. A hard to spell one, for Pete's sake. He owns Knockout Inspections, and he is also like the gold fortified guru guy to go to. But I don't really know
what the
technical name of a gold fortified guru guy is. So we're just going to call him the guy who knows it all. And he's going to tell us what that is. Because
and the name, if you clicked on this video, it is called What is Gold Fortified and How Does It Benefit Me? So we're going to bring him out. And he's going to tell us.
Bring Nathan. Hey, there he is. Nathan. Hey, Nathan.
What's happening, Nathan?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Good to see you, brother.
First of all, what kind of name is Lippincott?
It's German, actually. Came from German descent. So
nice.
Okay. We had to make fun of you a little bit, Nathan, here on the Getting Beachy podcast.
That's right. Can't take ourselves too seriously.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
We appreciate you making time for us. This is a very important topic. It's a very serious topic, even though we're being, you know, kind of joking around. So where do you want to start, Dana?
I say, let's start, Nathan. Tell us how long you've been in the business and maybe a little bit of why you felt the need to get in the business and how you went from, or did you go from first just home inspections to then the gold fortified thing? The floor is yours.
Hope you were taking notes there, Nathan.
That's a lot.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. I started business in late 2012, early 2013, and I started as a home inspection company only. Really thought I would do home inspections by itself. My father-in-law owned a knockout pest and termite company. He sold out to Arrow about 4 years ago, so that company's no longer in business. But before that, I framed houses, I built houses, I was in a family of builders, and again, just had to do something different, you know, in this 100 degree heat, summer was about to kill me, so I had to try to do something different. So he came to me and said, why don't we start you a home inspection company? Started with home inspections, did that for about 2.5 years, and 2015-16, D.R. Horton, DSLD, and Trueland started doing fortification, and I had to research it. So I began to research it, find out what it was all about. And I found out you had to go to a 2-day training. I became a fortified evaluator, and I just kept running business as it was. And that's history.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So you do business, the home inspection business you do in what states?
We do Alabama and Florida, about Pensacola, all the way over to Mobile, Atmore, Baldwin County, Escambia County. So areas like that.
A reasonable driving distance.
Yes. Then. Yes. I'd say 60, 70 miles from Baldwin County. We pretty much hit everything we possibly can. Yes.
And so as a gold fortified, what did you call it? An inspector or a evaluator?
Gold evaluator. Yes.
Gold fortified evaluator. Where do you do business?
Gold fortified evaluator. We do nationwide. Again, IBHS is a new program that started in late 2012. And they're trying to get fortification across the United States. So we are licensed across the United States, and we try to help out anywhere we can definitely help out.
Okay, very nice. We're going to dig way deeper into that in a minute. But my question to you is, why should a buyer have a home inspection? I have buyers all the time that say, Dana, I don't think I need an inspection. That house looks pretty good. You think I need one? What's a good answer to that question?
Again, you want to know about that home. You know, you don't know what those homeowners have done in the last 7, 8, 9 years. Again, you want to know the age of AC. You want to know the age of the roof. You want to know what kind of plumbing it is. There's a lot of bad products out there when it comes to plumbing. There's Durapex, there's polybutylene. Again, unless that homeowner is a contractor or in some type of building industry, he's going to miss a lot of things, in my opinion, where he doesn't know what he's looking at. So again, we just want to be able to tell that homeowner and give them peace of mind of what they're purchasing and what they're buying.
Or even with a condo, we get inspections for condos and there's not as much to discover, but you still can find it. What kind of things do you uncover with that? Why is that important?
Well, you still got the major components, AC and water heater. They normally put the AC compressor on top of the roof. And we know we're right on the beach. That's why we're called getting beachy.
That's right.
That salt water will kill an AC compressor. You go up on top of the roof, those AC compressors are rusted out within 6 to 8 years. So again, you want to look at the AC compressor, the AC unit, windows and doors. Windows can begin to fog and condensate and things like that. So even a condominium, you've got appliances and windows and AC and plumbing and every single one of those as well. So maybe not the structural, structures should be in the HOA department, but you still have plenty of components that can cost you $5,000 to $10,000 when you could renegotiate that price of that sale of that home.
Yeah, those big ticket items, water heater, HVAC, even appliances like washer and dryer, you can at least figure out, I think you give like a lifespan of what you think there is left on like on an HVAC or and I've seen many inspections where the is it the compressor that's on the roof?
Yes.
That is often if it's been out there for a while, it's often got lots of rust.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's important to know that when you're going in and you're paying this much for a condo to know that that maybe a year or two down the line, you're going to have to spend this X amount of money to replace all that. So
it is good to have all that. So you guys are very handy. Plus it takes the pressure off me trying to crawl around and look for a date stamped on a water heater, which is a fiasco every time I try. So yeah, that I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Now, the more complicated thing that we're going to talk about, and really the thing that interests me the most, is this whole gold fortification thing. What's the importance of gold fortification, and what has to be done for a home to be gold fortified construction versus, say, a gold fortified roof?
Well, let's start off with why does it benefit me? Why does it benefit a buyer? And then we can go through the process if that's okay.
That's great. So first off, I'd like to go back to IBHS and who they are. They are the Insurance Institute of Business of Home Safety. Up in Chester County, South Carolina, they have a 90-acre parcel of land, and they can replicate a Category 3 hurricane with 8 inches of rain. So again, what you see crash tests for dummies for cars, they crash all those cars. They do the same thing with houses. They build a house to code, they build a house to their standard, and they try to blow them apart. If you want to pull it up, you can look on YouTube. It's incredible what they do. So IBHS has science-backed proof that these homes can be built better, they can withstand storms better, they are never hurricane-proof, but they can be more hurricane-resistant. So one, it's the peace of mind that the homeowner gets. Again, the discounts of insurance. There's a lot of discounts that come with fortification. So the insurance is great for homeowners. The other thing is you end up with a sealed roof deck on your home, which can keep the water out. So again, now we're protecting your priceless items. The other day I was talking to my daughter and I used the word photo album and she said, "What is that?" Said, well, priceless item now that I'm getting old. I didn't think I'd ever get there, but I finally made the old age. But we want to protect the items.
Amen, brother.
The home, then we're going to protect the items inside that home. So it brings value, brings marketability, brings insurance discounts. There's even Strengthen Alabama Homes, which homeowners can get $10,000 to put on a fortified roof. Therefore, that's another financial incentive that homeowners can get for that as well.
Nice. Okay.
And there's generally like a 15% savings on insurance when it's gold for, is it?
It's more than that. It's more than that.
Again, a fortified roof. Okay. So in each state has its own rule. So you got to be careful with that. Mm-hmm. Alabama with a fortified roof, you're getting 20 to 25% discount. With silver, you're getting 30 to 35. And with gold, you're getting almost 45 to 50% discount to build a gold fortified home.
I was undershooting it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the roofs are not quite as big of a discount as if the whole home is gold fortified construction, from what you just said, correct?
Correct.
Okay. That's what I thought you said.
You sort of brought up the question earlier, and you may have used the word gold fortified roof. There's three levels to fortification. You have a fortified roof, you have silver, and then you have gold. Each one has to build upon itself. So if you have gold, you know you have silver, and you know you have fortified roof. If you have silver, you have fortified roof, you have silver. If you have fortified roof, you do not have silver or gold. You only have fortified roof. So there's three levels to it. And you were asking a minute ago, what do those entail? A fortified roof is trying to create a sealed roof deck. A sealed roof deck can do multiple different methods. They do tape and synthetic. They do ice and water. They do double layer synthetic. We have to document. We have to take pictures. We have to submit everything to IBHS. And then they give us a certificate back saying, hey, it was done properly. So again, the biggest thing, there's more to it than that, but the biggest thing is having a sealed roof deck to keep the water out of your home. If you meet that, then you can look into silver. Silver has to do with impact protection on all your windows and doors, porches and carports being strapped, gables being braced, and things like that. So again, if you have all your impact protection on all your windows and doors, you now have fortified roof and silver. You have a silver fortified home.
Okay.
Gold is typically new construction. Again, you're going to have new construction. You can start from the ground up. We document once they start framing that home. And again, you have to have an engineer involved, and you're trying to strap from the rafter all the way down to your wall, all the way down to the foundation. And that engineer makes sure that home can withstand a Category 3 hurricane, be able to withstand it. So that's your three levels. So you always have, you know, if you say I have a gold home, you have roof and silver included in that gold home.
And there's, when, as a home is being built, you have to go out and inspect it at different stages, right?
And take pictures.
That is required, period, or you're not getting a sort of, you're not getting a certificate.
There you go. So
from what you just said, there really is no such thing as a gold fortified roof. It's a fortified roof or a silver or a gold home.
Got it.
That's good to know. That's good.
And it's a lot of confusion because I always go out there and they're putting a new roof on and they say, hey, I want a gold fortified roof. I'm like, no, it's
just a fortified roof.
Correct. There is no other.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
So the three levels are roof, silver, and gold.
Okay. Helga just tuned in on Instagram, Bar Group Mortgage. Hey, Helga.
And gold. Go ahead.
Well, I want to. So, about how many inspections are involved in a new construction to completion by you?
That's a great question. Very communicative, and we can time it perfectly. You could do 5 to 7. I mean, we're probably more at the 7 to 10, just because we show up to the home, we're looking at the framing, we're missing straps on the porch. Okay, we got to make a special trip. Now we got to look at the porch straps. Okay, we come out, look at the roof. Well, the roofer didn't start because it started raining. So now we got to come back, look at the roof. Again, a perfect job would be 4 to 7, you know, but we're probably looking at more like 7 to 10. So again, that's on the ground up. On a fortified roof, you're going to make 2 to 3 trips. You know, they're going to start tearing the roof off. You're going to be documenting it. You're going to come out the next day, make sure everything's done correctly. And then you're going to come back and make one final inspection as well. So 2 to 3 on a fortified roof.
Okay, very good. So let's say I have a roof and I think it's fortified. How do I verify that? Do I call you and you let me know this?
Yes, we have access to all that information. So again, if they just call our office, we can tell them what level of fortification they have.
It's on a list.
We can tell them expired. The other thing, these certificates are only good for 5 years. We have to get that out to homeowners. There's a lot of homeowners.
They don't know.
They don't even know they have a gold fortified home, much less
that's what we're here for
5 years later. So we want to make sure they renew that certificate every 5 years.
Come out before it's expired. To come out before.
They have a 1 year grace period, and then they get charged a penalty. So they do have a little bit longer, but they literally have a 1 year grace period, and then IBHS charges a late fee. So we just need to make sure we get in there, you know, within a year is the best option. And then they'll get
what's the cost to renew without a penalty?
On renewals, we're charging $150. If they're past that 1 year, we're charging $250. So again, it's
it's not bad. Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got one closing tomorrow with Helga, who's on Instagram. And we were told that all the inspections have been made. The information, the data has been sent off, and we wait 5 weeks, 6 weeks or something for the certificate to come in the mail. And then they'll be able to present to their insurance company, right?
Right. Yes. Once you get that certificate, you give it to your insurance company, and then that insurance company will give you a discount. So absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a question, and this is kind of it's a goofy one a little bit. So down here, we build to the International Building Code.
Okay.
So that code meets the fortification standard, but it can't be fortified, even if it's built that way, because it wasn't documented along the path. But is it pretty comparable, the building code, if it's done properly? The International Building Code that we build with here, because, you know, we got to have in new construction, the impact windows and all that good stuff. Right. But without your portion of that, it cannot be gold certified. It has to start at the beginning, correct?
You are correct. Yes, you have to document it. So you got to be a little careful, because the Alabama does not have a, you know, International Building Code for the state of Alabama.
Right.
But again, Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, you know, Daphne, Fair Oak County, most of these areas, because we're so close to the water, have a code. Now, again, you still got to be a little careful with that, because let's take the city of Fairhope. Fairhope, if you build it to the standard of Fairhope Building Code, you are gold fortified. But like you said, without an evaluator, it will not meet that. You will not get the piece of paper. You may be gold, but you won't get it. Now, Silver Hill.
You won't get the benefits.
It's not going to help you on your insurance.
Correct. Silver Hill, their codes are a little bit less stringent. So you don't have to have impact windows. You don't have to have an engineer. Oh. Silver Hill, so you can't just say, hey, we're close. Anytime somebody calls me up and says, how much more is it to go gold fortified? My first question is, where are you building? We need to know what city you're building in. Yes, Fairhope, all you need is an evaluator. Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, all you need is an evaluator. But we got to hone in on what their codes are per city and per county, even nationwide.
So it's really all very complicated to be so simple. It's a little,
that's why
it's
we
a
need
little
a
bit
professional.
Tricky.
We
that's
need a professional
why we
like
send
Nathan.
People to Nathan. That's right.
Because he can look all that stuff up.
Because heaven knows, it's all...
One part of my questions, call Knockout.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
And
it doesn't
name.
Matter where you are, right? I mean, you've been all up to South Carolina and all over the place doing some of that work, right?
Yes, we do fortifications all over Louisiana, North Carolina, South Carolina, you know, you name it. We've been there. We're more than happy to help. We've done quite a bit of fortified. You know, there's about 65,000 fortified certificates across the United States now. 45,000 of them are in Baldwin and Mobile County.
I was going to say, that's shocking. There's only 65,000 in the U.S.?
In the
and
U.S.
And 45,000 of them are here?
Are in Baldwin County, you said?
Baldwin and Mobile County, yes.
What's going on with Florida?
They're coming along slowly. Alabama's
Alabama's ahead of the game.
So that snowball just helped with, we passed legislation that it's a requirement to give a discount. We passed the grant program, and we just took off with the whole fortification.
That's
so
awesome.
That's wonderful. There's some good things. Baldwin County, look at us. Number one in gold fortifications.
Wow.
45
out of
60. We don't know, but between us and Mobile County, we're winners.
We're number one.
Okay, so here's how people can get in touch with you here. info@koinspections.com. KOinspections.com or 855 go for KO.
I didn't even know that. Oh, he's just used the Google.
The Google.
The Google Knockout Inspections.
Sounds like you're on a boat. Go for KO.
That's right.
All right. Was there anything else? We're not going to cover every detail here.
What did we miss?
Did we miss anything?
No, you did great. They're going to constantly continue to pass different grants. Louisiana has a fortified grant. Oklahoma just passed legislation. Kentucky passed legislation. So fortified's coming nationwide. They're going to have grant
programs. So what is this grant for?
To put on a fortified roof. Again, the insurance companies know they'll fund.
Wow.
So for Strengthen Alabama Homes, you can get $10,000 towards a new roof. And they know if we have a storm, it goes from an $80,000 damage claim to maybe nothing because they put a new roof on your home. So insurance companies are funding a lot of these programs to not have to pay out during the next hurricane.
Doesn't Strengthen Alabama have a window grant now, too, to do the impact windows and doors?
So you
Somebody said they did.
It's half true. You can always step up to silver, but one, you have to have a fortified roof already.
Okay.
You can only do the grant program one time. So if you've already done it, you can't do it again.
You can't use both.
Correct. If you got a roof through Hurricane Sally, we are happy to take you to silver. You know, hey, I got a roof in Hurricane Sally. I already have a fortified roof. You can apply to the state program and we can upgrade you to silver, which has to do with, like you said, impact windows or impact protection and all those other items as well. So we could take them to silver. You are correct.
Oh, nice. That's good to know. That's good to know.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess
Nathan, thank you so much. And you don't know, people that are watching, Nathan Lippincott is a millionaire in the making.
That's right.
And he is a very busy man. His hands are in so many pots that I'm glad he's not in my house or he'd be in my jambalaya. So he's got it going on. And if you have any questions about the Strengthen Alabama Homes or the age of your fortification, call Knockout. And I don't know, is Erica still there?
She is. Yeah.
Erica will take good care of you. And, you know, I mean, it's just, it makes it all really easy.
Yep.
You guys make it easy on people. So thank you.
I appreciate you guys having me on here. I can't thank you enough. And
you will live in, what's the word, Dana?
Getting beachy infamy.
Yeah, there we go.
Getting beachy infamy.
Yeah, you're going to be on the channel and other social media. So people, if they don't find you today, they will find you.
That's right.
Thank you, guys.
Nathan, thank you. I appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was
awesome.
Wasn't
that awesome? Yeah.
That was a good guess. Thank you for arranging that.
Absolutely. I'm glad he could make the time to be with us because he really is a busy man. I make light of it, but he is a very busy fella.
All right. Well, let's go on to, we're going to go through these next topics pretty quickly. I want to talk about another MIREC listing, and it is Grand Point 702. And you see in the bottom little ticker there, the banner going across the bottom of your screen. It's a Gulf two bedroom, $669,000 in Orange Beach. This right here is overlooking the pass in Orange Beach.
It's a steal of a deal. And I'm going to tell you personally, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that is probably one of the finest views in our town right there.
It's the only condo that you will have a view like this. So there's the Gulf and there's the Perdido Pass Bridge. So all the boats have to come through there.
And you can see both of those from the primary bedroom. It's really awesome.
Look at the flooring they put up there.
I got wood-like tile out on the balcony. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
And it is a big two-bedroom. It's as big as a three-bedroom. It's 1,245 square feet. Look at that.
So it's an oversized two-bedroom. You won't find many like that down here. So
that's right. It's got
very
nice. I believe it's 10-foot ceilings. It's a nice, roomy condo. And there's 8 acres of beach there. You got it along the side, and you got it on the front. The amenities are really nice. It's in walking distance of restaurants. It's just a really nice condo.
There's a lovely water view from that indoor pool. It bangs in, what, $55,000 a year or so in rentals?
ish. Yeah, it'll do more if you really want it to. If you
if you want to stay in it more.
If you stay out of the way, it'll do more. Look at that right there.
See, that's sweet. Can't beat that. See, look at there.
All this property here and this property up here. And there's an outdoor pool, a Gulf Run outdoor pool. So that is Grand Point.
Look, you don't get a view like that with your 401k. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. And it is literally the only view of this kind is at Grand Point.
Yep. It is unique. It is stellar. Every time I go in there, I don't want to leave. It's beautiful.
Right. All right. So now let's talk about the pedestrian bridge. Let me get this up here. No, we don't need that.
Pedestrian bridge. We talked about it before, and they kind of had to scrap the original plan due to it being way too expensive once they looked into the cost of what they had planned. It was very space age.
Way over budget. Yeah. And they weren't real happy with the designers because they was like, here's our budget, design something. And they took forever, and they came back with this really way over budget thing. So back to the drawing board. They said,
kind of when my husband gives me a hundo and says, go get yourself something nice, and I spend three times that much.
Yeah.
Not happy.
Yeah. But the difference is you actually spend it.
It's true.
So, so the plan is they're going to build this one in phases. So
now, why on earth are they going to build this bridge, Tinsley?
Because they are widening each side of 59, the north side and the south side. They're going to take it to three lanes on both sides. So that was not going to, that will knock out any walking or bike riding area that is currently on that bridge. You can't just leave the bridge like that because people will try to cross it and there's nowhere for them to walk. So they can't have that. And I mean, if you're down here and you look at 59, they're working on it. They said it's like a 2-year project, I guess another year and a half or so.
Yeah. I'm not but walking on that thing. I wouldn't walk on it now with the space, much less when they spread
so
that stuff out.
They've got to create something for people to cross. So rather than have ramps and such, they're going to do it in phases. The first phase is not going to include ramps. It's going to be a pedestrian bridge, and it's
going
to connect.
There's going to be towers with elevators that take you up to cross. Is that what that first phase is going to be?
I didn't see that, but you said that, and I believe you.
I saw that in an article, but I could have been wrong. I could have had wine when I read that one.
But you will be able to cross, and it'll on the south side, the north side will end up by Lulu's. So it is actually on the east side of the Gulf Shores Bridge. I froze up. Did I freeze up?
I hear you. Your face is frozen, but I never know if it's my internet or your internet. It's impossible to tell.
All right. So they said once they have the design and everything done, then it'll be a year.
About a year, because it's going to be kind of prefab, I think. They went with a whole different style.
Right.
And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a span, I think, with maybe some of those little stringy things up top. I'm not sure, but it looks really cool.
They don't have to put any pilings in the water or anything.
Yep. So that's very nice.
Yeah.
It's always nice to be able to tootle across a bridge.
Yeah. People be able to walk across over to Lulu's and back again. And we have people walking and biking through there all the time. So we can't just not have a place for them to go, because you know they'll go out there and go across that bridge. Someone's going to get hit.
Yes.
All right. So the next thing is you're going to talk about another listing is Lakeview.
We have a listing on Lakeview Drive. It's a residential building lot. It is one of the last two available lots to build on. This one has an unobstructed view. The other one has an island out front, so it's not quite the same. It is located right across from and nearby all the amenities of the Glen Lakes neighborhood. It is
the other lot is right here.
That's right. See the little island out there in the water? That kind of blocks things up a little bit. It is 100 feet wide, 237 feet deep. It is an absolutely gorgeous lot, the next to the last one of its kind. You should snap it up and build a beautiful home and spend your retirement golfing is what I think.
So you're dropping the price on that one.
We're dropping the price. We sure are, down to $339.9. That'll be on MLS tomorrow. So yeah, now's the time. Snap that lot up.
So right now it says $349 in there and you're going to change it to $339. So the people getting early access to this price.
This is good knowledge to have if you're looking for a residential building lot in a golf community that is fabulous.
And if you want any information on any of these listings, or if you need contact information for Nathan Lippincott, you can email us at gettingbeachypodcast@gmail.com. So the last topic we have is, what are you going to do this weekend, Dana?
Well, I don't know if you've checked the weather, but around here, we're kind of obsessed with that. So we're expecting some rain probably tomorrow, but it looks like definitely rain Saturday. But, you know, the weathermen are right, what, 50% of the time? So it kind of depends. But if it's rainy, then all bets are off, and I don't know what we'll do. But Sunday's going to be a nice day, so we will be at the beach.
Okay.
We don't boat on the weekends. We have to launch and pull out, and I refuse to fight the crowds at the launch. So beach day Sunday, boat day Monday.
Well, and I'm freezing up, but I'm just going to keep talking. So last week I said I was going to be going out on my sailboat on Friday, but I had a call on Friday, a man that was coming down and he wanted to sell his condo at the beach club and see a bigger condo at the beach club. So what did I do? I delayed going out, and I never did end up going out, but I did stay on the boat at the marina on Saturday night. So I did get a little boat time.
Our clients always come first. So if you call us, no worries. She didn't mind a bit putting off her plans. So, you know, we make all these plans, but we're very flexible.
That's right. And if we're already out on the boat, well,
somebody's not. If she's out, I'm not. There'll be somebody on the team, boots on the ground, no matter what.
So
and
did
we're
you
all
say
fabulous?
Yes, we're all fabulous, especially the Myrick team. And there's five of us
That's
on the Myrick team. Is there five
team,
of us?
Our whole there's team five. Is fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. So, did you say it was going to rain Saturday?
Yes, 93% chance.
And Sunday? How about Sunday?
Sunday's a good day. We're going to be at the beach Sunday and boat Monday. So, yeah.
Okay. 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 All right. So that is okay.
Unless my brain's working. Are wrong.
And
are wrong, then we just handle things. We'll find something fun to do.
Copy that. Okay.
And we go
out
every night. We're going out tonight. See you at the Tiki.
Yeah. That's what you do. You start on Thursday nights, don't you?
Well, yeah, because you never know if it's going to rain or something bad's going to happen. So we plan Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday again.
Well, we did this in 33 minutes. That's good. And this was a fun episode. I think it was very...
A lot of information in that first 20 minutes. That was good stuff.
Right. And until next week, how do we always... end these things.
Keep it beachy, y'all.
Keep it beachy. I keep thinking you're going to say something else.
No, I'm a good girl. Keep it beachy, everybody.
Keep it beachy, everybody. See you next week.